The Lions' defensive line is going to be an interesting one to watch come training camp. The team added 9 new defensive linemen since the end of last season, and although you might not know them all too well now, it's likely come September you will. That's because of 2 reasons. One, obviously, Haloti Ngata and Ziggy Ansah are mainstays on that D-line, but competition is happening everywhere else. And 2, Terrell Austin's defense rotates so much along that defensive line that although there might be 4 starters, many more will play significant roles. Caldwell says there's a lot of opportunity for a lot of different players.
We're not quite like a hockey line, but we rotate guys in there quite a bit. I mean, that's kind of the way we like it because of the fact we play fast, we practice fast, you know, that whole bit. The guys improving, young guys, new guys, and Haloti's our mainstay in there. Ziggy's a guy that obviously is going to play well for us. So we can get them all rolling with this particular group. I think we're going to be fine. So there is an opportunity there, but, you know, it's going to be a challenge.
You know, once a guy starts to get tired, the next guy rolls in and he's sprinting in there, going as fast, as hard as he can for however many plays. And hopefully we could just continue to implement that and to these new guys and know that when we play the game, that's what it's going to be like. We have, you know, starters and backups, but it's pretty much we have like 8 or 9 starters because you're playing just as much.
The opportunity is there, just like with this defense, how we play. We don't really have a lot of rules up front, you know, just going to make plays and just like the way we rotate, you know. So guys are, you know, we might have a starting group, so guys are going to be rolling in. Chris tries to keep us real fresh, which is very important playing D-line because you want, you know, a healthy 8-man rotation towards the end of the season. So I think guys in this room and myself are going to have a lot of opportunity to make an impact, you know, this 2017 season.
Akeem Spence from the Bucks and Cornelius Washington from the Bears are 2 free agents the Lions signed this offseason that you might see a lot more of. They both worked a lot with that first-team rotation through OTAs and minicamp, and they say they are loving the style of defense that Detroit plays, and the chance to be big contributors is one of the main reasons why they chose to sign here.
The way the Lions play, the attacking style, getting upfield, I thought that was very important to me as a player, and I kind of wanted to get back to a system like that. And, of course, the opportunity presented itself. So that's why I was kind of eager, you know, to jump along with Chris, Haloti, and Ziggy and those guys, man, because it's really important, and I like what they do here, and it fits my style.
That was one of the top things, you know, that I paid attention to because, of course, you want to come somewhere and be used, you know, and feel like, you know, people want you there and like your talents, like the things that you do well, and want you to do what you do well. So that was one of the top things on my list, to go somewhere where they were actually going to use me. And it puts me right into my groove where I can, you know, torque people, move people out of the way, use my power, use my strength, and just basically do what I want, manhandle folks. So that's where I want to play anyway.
Of course, the Lions know they need to beef up their pass rush this year after it was lacking in that area in 2016. So they're hoping these new faces can help them do just that. Luckily, the new guys have veteran presences like Haloti Ngata to help walk them through it all.
Usually, you know, some players are kind of nervous or shy to ask the coach a question, so they usually come to me. So I'm like another level before the coach, you know. So it's good. I'm happy to be able to, you know, be the guy that, you know, can help and, you know, kind of the oldest guy in the room. So it, you know, kind of just falls my way anyways.
Having a veteran guy like Haloti around, you know, to pick his brain on things that he does well. Ziggy, of course, and then, of course, Coach Chris, because he's had successful NFL D-lines, and that's what we're trying to keep going here. So, you know, just working with him and the guys in the room, just striving to get better each and every day.
We'll know a lot more about how this defensive line will shape up once these guys get the pads on in training camp in just over a month. For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.